The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Click and Go Travel Podcast with me, Kathleen. And today I have our Cruise Crazy CEO, Paul Hackett, sitting beside me.
Thank you very much. I was being called lovely earlier. I've obviously failed the loveliness
yeah,
test
now. I have
now,
to mix it up. I'm like, what else am I going to call Paul today?
good title. I'll take it.
We are joined in the studio today by two very special guests. Firstly, we have Aaron Langford, who is Senior Sales Director, UK and Ireland for Royal Caribbean. And we have Jennifer Callister, who is the Head of Ireland for Royal Caribbean. You guys are so welcome.
Thank you both very much for joining us today. Really great.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I can personally say I absolutely adore Royal Caribbean. So I'm excited for this conversation.
Oh, you can come again.
So we're going to talk all things cruise, thinking of the people who might have never cruised before. And we're going to get into the nitty gritty about this amazing brand.
And it is amazing. I have to say, I adore it. I think it is just a spectacular, innovative, brilliant at what it does in terms of a brand. But what we want to do is get under the bonnet.
Absolutely.
Into the ship and tell us all about it.
Absolutely.
So
do you guys want to kick off and maybe give our listeners a little idea on what the essence of Royal Caribbean is? And what you guys are about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, firstly, thank you for inviting me on. This is my first ever podcast.
Very exciting.
I know I'm under a lot of pressure to perform here, and I'm sure that many people have been in these studios before and have been very clear with their message. So I will do my very best. But no, thank you for having us. I think we have been doing this for 50 years. So we've been around a long time. And we've built a lot of great ships over the years. We started off with what would now be classed as small ships, but back in the day, they were still very big ships and marvels in terms of things that are on the sea. And I think we spent a lot of time listening to the experiences that our guests have had when they've been with us. And we really try to bolt that into the innovation that we kind of live our lives by in regards to like the hardware and what we build and the experiences that we have. So we've been around a long time. We've been doing this a long time and we've listened to our guests and our crew and everyone who's experienced the brand over that period of time to just make things better. And I think one of the guiding principles for us, I think, as a company really is we try to always be better in everything we do. Continuous improvement is always there in everything we do. Internally, in our processes, everything that everyone experiences on the ships, everything they experience in port as well. So yeah, we've been around a long time. I think we, as I mentioned, we always try to innovate. And I think we try to make sure that we always deliver the dream when it comes to your holiday. Holidays are very precious for people. It's very precious
absolutely.
Time. It costs a lot of money to go on holiday. And you spend a lot of your time in life dreaming about where you're going to go. Mm. And I think we take that very seriously. We literally build our ships based on what our customers want. Mm. So, you know, we're very passionate about this. And I think we've mastered it over those 50 years, all crescendoing into this year with Icon of the Seas that came out in January. And if you haven't been on it, it's quite remarkable.
Yeah, Mairead from our office was on and like came home and was blown away.
Yeah, it's, I think one of the strap lines, at least internally, is that we think that no one should ever have to compromise what it is they want when they're on a holiday. And if you go on a ship like Icon, and we were doing this with Oasis Class ships, but when you go on Icon, you literally, everyone has got something to do. You can go as a
That's a great thing about cruising. No one,
right.
Everyone's happy.
Exactly. And that's so, what you want, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're pleased. And if you're with your family, the little ones are happy. The parents are happy.
Absolutely.
You've got your adult-only kind of experience as well.
Exactly.
You know, it ticks every box.
And I love the way, Aaron, you're talking about it as a holiday, you know, and the ship is part of that, but the ship is not, you know, the be all and end all. It's the holiday.
It's the holiday.
Yeah.
And I love your advertising in terms of Royal Caribbean because you see the destination or you see the enjoyment or you see the activities or you see the things that you do. Like, yes, we talk about hardware being the ships and they have to be brilliant, but that's almost, you know, taken as is, and the holiday is the experience that you're really selling. And I love that. And I think calling out that excellence piece kind of positions Royal where it is, and your net promoter scores, like we hear about them all the time, which are, for anybody who doesn't know, in business, we're always looking at what we call NPS or net promoter scores. And they're really an indication of how good you are as a brand within your space. And Royal are really punching at that particular point.
Yeah, I mean, and we look at that intrinsically. I think one of the big shifts I've noticed actually over the last 5 years for us has been we're starting to look at our proposition as a more as a holiday. I think
yes.
we have been trying to achieve excellence in the cruise industry, and I think we've done that. And I think now we're now moving into like a completely different space as it relates to the experiences that we offer. And to your point on NPS scores, we are always looking at outside of the industry NPS scores to relate ourselves to that. And I think we're already getting unbelievable NPS scores as it relates to, or in comparison to, say, a land-based holiday. We're very happy about what we offer. We just want more people to see it now.
I think that's, you know, that's the essence of what we're trying to do with this series of podcasts. It's around talking to our audience who already cruise and talking to our audience in a broader Click and Go sense who don't cruise, and getting them to understand how easy it is to transition, but yet what more they get from a cruise holiday as against a land-based holiday. But like the NPS scores, and I hate to go back to it, folks, but like it really is a marker of how good you are. It's how your consumers rate you. And like we are all obsessed now with reviews and how people are rated and ranked. So I think for Royal, like that is a key message in terms of what you're about. And you touched on the innovation, and I mentioned it as well. And you guys have an innovation hub or a group in Miami.
We have an innovation lab.
The lab, that was the word.
That's right.
And I remember hearing about it on one of the ships when I was on for the launch. And I was just like, now I get it. Now I see where they're getting the ideas and coming up with these great concepts.
Yeah, I think I always thought, I've been in the company 16 years, so I've worked in Miami for 5 years. So I actually got to see the innovation lab quite frequently. But initially, you think, you know, ship is probably just a piece of paper. Someone draws out some decks and they put a bit of that on there, a bit of that on there.
Drop a pool in.
But in true Royal Caribbean style, that innovation lab is kind of next level. I mean, you've got a 360 booth where it's digitalized. You can literally walk the ship in rendering mode, as it were. So you got the execs and the people who are building these ships, and what I believe is internally known as the dreamers, who are building these amazing experiences, are walking through, I say that with air quotes, walking through the ship, finding the finer details about what guests are going to want. Again, that all comes through the NPS scores. What are we hearing? Yeah. What are they feeling? What do they like? What do they not like?
Yes.
How can we change that? How can we just make these subtle changes to make everyone's experience the best it can possibly be, under the guise of no one should have to compromise on their holiday?
Absolutely. So I love that.
So like guys, it's pretty special.
Yeah. You guys are kind of like the Apple of the cruise industry.
I wasn't sure if we're allowed to say other brands.
We love Apple.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm an
Apple girl, but I always think with Royal Caribbean, and now I love cruise ships, I have to say, but whenever you guys announce that something new is coming, I am watching because I'm dying to know what's going to be on board, because I'm going to make a pun, but you guys always make waves with what you can expect on a cruise holiday, and I think that's what makes Royal Caribbean really, really special, because there's nothing else like it. Your ships are so jam-packed with such unique, different experiences. There's a huge family element, which I'm sure we'll get to shortly. But outside of that as well, the way you guys use space and how you approach things and the neighbourhoods, which I'm sure we'll also get to. It's so different. And I always feel that excitement around a new ship with you guys. No one builds it the way you guys do. And I think it's really, really cool to see that trickle into consumers as well. Because I work in social media, so I'm very active on TikTok and everything naturally. And, you know, before I would have just been looking to watching content from brands. But now so many people are starting to just pay attention all the time. Mm-hmm. And what you guys make and what you guys plan is always being discussed. And I think that's amazing in the consumer market to have that kind of reputation for innovation. But it's not surprising when you hear that you guys have dreamers. Do you know?
I love the dreamers. I love the innovation lab.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's an interesting point on social as well. And not that we have built the ships for this, but just in terms of the way that people digest their content now.
Yeah.
Our ships are so Instagrammable. They're so content. Content porn, really, in terms of what you see. I mean, all the neighborhoods you get, you get to really experience it through, like, you know, influencers and everything. But it's just so wow. So we're lucky that, you know, that platform has really elevated over the last like 5-10 years, because it really gives a platform for our ships to and our experiences to kind of stand out.
Absolutely. I always love hearing what you guys have planned next.
Who from an audience, I know it's very difficult because you have such a broad set of appeal to different segments, but if you were to describe an audience, who is the Royal Caribbean audience? Who is the Royal Caribbean customer? And that can be different customers. So you've the floor.
We would describe ourselves as like your ultimate family brand. But quite honestly, what that really means in terms of the opportunity is we're multi-gen.
Yes.
Like we have, again, something for everybody. And we're seeing that play out quite a lot at the moment. Multi-generational family holidays are becoming quite a big thing for us. And it's no surprise given what we're building.
Mm.
But, you know, we have something for everyone. We coined the term ultimate family holiday because generally it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a big offering for couples. And we have so many ships, there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
And then you take it one further on the ship side of things, it's the itineraries.
Yeah.
And you take that even one further, it's the private destinations.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now the adult-only areas that we are started to build both on ship and land. So again, it's I think the history has taken us to a point where we've built something for everyone. And now, as we move into this next phase, it's how do we get everyone to come on together?
Mm.
You know, that group of the young adults, the grandparents, the family in between as a group of 10, 20 people.
And we're seeing a lot of that in the Irish market, even this year in particular, lots of groups, smallish groups, like maybe 20 to 30 people, and families going away. So it's the grandparents and their children and the grandchildren, even maybe four generations. So that just goes to show you there's something to offer everybody.
Absolutely.
On the ships. So you'll have your family areas, but then you've your adult-only areas on the ships as well as on land. You know, when we talk about Coco Keen, we'll talk about that in a while, but, you know, we've just opened an adult-only area there. And again, that's listening to the customer, as Aaron alluded to earlier. That was one thing we heard back, probably from the NPS scores, was that people wanted some adult-only areas as well. Mm, so we've done that. So we listen very closely. But definitely multi-generational. I've seen a huge growth in it in the last couple of years, for sure.
Yeah,
for absolute sure.
As a holiday, cruise just fits multi-generational like nothing else.
Yes,
because
I agree.
Like we not only sell cruise, but we sell all types of holidays. Uh-huh. And you would really struggle if you were dealing with a multi-generational request to tick the boxes that a cruise would actually satisfy in terms of that space. Because like when we go away with multi-generational, so you're going away with some of the family. For some people, that's a great idea. For some people, that's a nightmare.
You know,
so like you want the space that you can have breakfast and maybe you don't see them for the entire day and you meet up for dinner.
And that's what happens on board.
Like
people do different things or people go to destinations, and when they arrive at the port, some will get on, some will stay on the ship, and everyone does something. Yeah, and they meet up in the evening for dinner.
But you have the space and you have the variety of attractions and interests to keep everybody occupied. Like I go on holidays with my parents quite a bit. And like they're both 88, they love it. They love cruising. They love land-based holidays, but they equally love the cruising piece because it's just so easy for them. And we'll meet for breakfast, and we may not see them for the day.
I know.
You know, and you know, we've talked about trackers for kids and different things. I've talked about trackers for parents at my stage, but like that's a whole other podcast. But I love that. So a really broad appeal in terms of the customers, and I think that point about looking at segments such as adult only is really, really critical, because that we're seeing as well has a huge appeal. Like, you know, there's all of the filters on the website for the more land based holidays. We don't, even though we have great content for cruise on the website, we really want our customers to talk to us when it comes to a cruise, so we can actually fit them and what they're looking for to the right brand and to the right itinerary and to the right ship. But the adult only piece we're seeing for the non-cruise is really a significant growth area for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important, I think. And I think what I like about cruise is an adult holiday without kids even, and what Royal Caribbean did really well. And I did my honeymoon on Allure of the Seas.
Love that.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well,
practice
there's kind
with
of
loads
a couple
of kids
things.
Around.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have any at that stage, thank God. I was a lot more energetic then. But what I loved about Royal, why I chose, well, firstly, I had been on one of the other Oasis class ships and I knew I had to book Allure then for the Caribbean, but the solarium on board, which is the adult only area, was the perfect place to spend time with a book, which I absolutely love. But the shows, the food, Central Park, good coffee, like everything came together from that perspective. And I think there's, even though the focus is family, and you know, there's so much for family. God, we could do 10 episodes, and we will get into it.
Well, this is
I do think it's really important that audience is there, and it's great that you guys are still focused on that as well.
I think, I guess the underlying point here is the focus is on what we want the group to experience.
Yes.
It's not that, yes, you're a family unit, but that does not mean that this is a family holiday with just family things.
Yes.
And something like Icon, or not even Icon, but any of our ships really, what usually happens is if you do a multi-gen family holiday land-based, it's you're going to the same place and you get into the same routine. And, you know, you either like that or you don't like that, and that's fine. With our cruises specifically, particularly with the newer ships, is you're all going into something knowing that you're going to do something that you absolutely love and you're not going to compromise on. Whether that's on the ship, whether that's in port, a perfect day, or whatever, you have everything there for everyone in that group to go, I did this. I went to the Slough and read a book, didn't have to worry the kids because the grandparents had them. Or the youngsters went to Hideaway Beach on Coco Cay for the day and didn't have to do that. Or the kids in the water park didn't see them all day and they came back had 15 ice creams, it's all good.
Yeah.
So I think, like, certainly for me and my talk track about that is it's important to distinguish we're family brand, but within the family unit it means that you can enjoy your holidays.
Yes. Absolutely.
So together and separately.
If within that multi-gen there's a couple who don't have kids, they can schlep off to the other.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to feel excluded.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're not being exclusive, you're accommodating and providing the perfect opportunity for people to enjoy the holiday that they want.
It's a bit like when you go to a theme park, I think, as a big group of people, and you all kind of go off and do the things you want to do, you know? Does that make sense? Like, I want to go do that ride, but I don't want to do that ride, so we're going to do this ride. And you kind of go in circles around the park, and then you come back, and then you maybe have lunch and meet up. But you all go and have a fabulous time together, separately. Together. That's exactly what it's like for us. Yeah. I think you can, you know, in my world, and me as a consumer in that setting would be, I'd be at Surfside, I'd be definitely at the bar having a cocktail whilst my kids are in the splash zone.
Yes,
Whereas my mum and dad would probably be elsewhere having a drink away from the kids. It's really quite special.
It is. Really, really good.
And there's no other holiday that can allow that collective enjoyment.
So let's move and chat about some of the kind of great innovations and the fun stuff, you know. Like, I love the Abyss.
Yeah.
I love the Flow Rider. I love your neighbourhoods and how that has developed as a concept. I love the Aqua Theatre.
That's actually one of my favourite places on the Royal Caribbean.
That is so unique.
I think the Aquadome is even one step more than that on Icon, so, isn't it?
Yeah, so the Aqua Theatre on Oasis class ships, back of the ship, the end of the boardwalk.
Yeah.
You have an enormous auditorium or aqua theatre we call it, but basically it's a huge theatre where we bring to life incredible shows. And we're talking Olympian standard diving people.
Yes, they're amazing.
These are unbelievable athletes. And we have incredible choreography, we have incredible storylines, and you will be completely blown away by what these amazing people do. We run a couple of shows every night. So we do like an early and a late. The late one's my favorite because it's everyone's really in the vibe. And you get all the it's at night, so you get the dramatic lighting and everything. But yeah, the Aqua Theatre is a slam dunk with us. Everyone enjoys it. The only problem is we don't have a big enough area for to sit everyone. So what usually happens is the area is just, it's a real vibe where everyone is just,
like, I love the atmosphere. I love how intimate it is. Yeah. I love how close you are to the athletes, performers, whatever we should call them. It's just, it's unique.
And it's so edge of your seat, the shows that happen there. Oh,
especially
my
gosh. Especially with tightrope walkers.
Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible.
You are hooked. It's amazing. You guys do shows so well.
Yeah, the shows for me is like a real distinguishing piece.
100%.
I think we create them ourselves. We don't anything that's new, we build ourselves, we make it ourselves. We have an in market or in company production team that make all of them from scratch. All the brainchilds of all these amazing shows come from within the brand. In the past, I think we'd brought in shows like, we have Mamma Mia, we have Grease, which are fabulous.
Saw both of them.
But all these new shows that we're kind of putting on Icon and Oasis and Utopia and all that, they're all made from within. So you've not seen them before. You can't see them or anywhere else. Mm. And you'll want to come back and watch them again.
Yeah.
And we don't charge for those.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's all included.
I mean, you go to London. Amazing. You go to London to watch a show you've probably seen three or four times.
Yeah.
And you
pay £300.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you get that for free.
Yeah.
And it's fabulous.
I'm not quite sure that the non-cruise consumer gets the entertainment value or concept on cruising in terms of the standard or what this would cost if you were doing it on land. We often talk about it, Jennifer.
No, we do.
We're always kind of
going, some of the shows I think of are the Vegas shows, and I think ours are, they're better than some of the Vegas shows.
Yeah,
I was on Odyssey last year with my husband, and we went to see a show called The Book in 270. And my husband was, I'd seen it before, and he was blown away by it. He said he'd never seen anything like it. The choreography and the whole concept of 270 with the robotic screens, the music. And we actually went back to see it a second time in the space of 7 nights. He was just blown away by
it. Great venue as well.
It's incredible.
Yeah, you guys use space really well to really bring stuff to life, bring shows to life. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And coming to the space piece, because some of the ships are quite large, I think this neighbourhood concept really kind of just simplifies it for people.
So it's almost like we thought of that.
Yeah.
But I think our ships aren't the cheapest to build, but there's a very good reason for that. And that's because we put a lot of time and energy and thought into the flow.
Yeah.
It's really important when you're building these ships that you have to think about how the traffic's going to go. So, you know, the neighbourhood concept is genius because it allows people to transfer between neighbourhoods in certain ways that you don't have all this traffic. You would think going on Icon would be, you know, 7,600 people. That would be a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be amazed. You wouldn't even realise you're on a ship with that many people because of the way the flow is. So, yeah, use of space is really important for us. The neighbourhood concept really helps segregate a lot of traffic, but also gives people different experiences at different times. And now one step further with the Icon class ships, you have this concept of adult only, Surfside, which is family oriented. So you have, we do a really good job of keeping people in certain areas based on what it is they want. And, you know, if one area gets a little busy, you still don't realize it because it's so vast. We do very good. We do a very good job of making sure that everyone's kind of not bumping into each other.
Which can be a misconception with cruising anyway, in general. So it's, and you don't feel it when you're on board.
I
think that's really special. It's important.
Again, it comes back to listening to what the customer said. It would be easy for us to put another 300, 400, 500 cabins on Icon and make more money out of it that way. But we know that the NPS scores would go down if we did that.
Yeah.
So we're always thinking about the customer. We're always thinking about the experience they have. So it's important for us to make sure people have got the space to enjoy what they're on to do. So
And then also there's the suites. So if we're looking at the accommodation aspect of when you're on board, like you have created some incredible product in your Royal Suites.
We've always had what we call the Royal Loft Suite on all our ships, which is an incredible sized room. There's only one or two on most ships. But as we moved into the Oasis class ships and above, we have gone a little more innovative in that respect. So I think we had on Symphony, I believe, the first ship that came out with what we called the Ultimate. Ultimate Family Suite.
I've been down the slide.
You've been down the slide.
Of course I went down the slide.
Okay, so you're starting to capture the imagination of the audience now with
slide
in the room.
Yes.
It's split over two floors.
Yeah.
And it's just an incredible experience for
amazing.
A family.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know, you have all this amazing stuff on the ship, you go to these amazing places, and then you go back to your room and you have this incredible room, huge room, got split floor, the kids can just have a ball. It's kind of like a scene from the movie Big.
Yeah.
You know, it's like toys and fun things everywhere. You've got great accommodation sizes, plenty of storage, and you've got slides that come down from one floor to the next. Brilliant.
They have when you walk up the stairs, they have music. You know, you can pick different music. It's an incredible space.
They really are. They're amazing. I was blown away when I see it. And then the balcony area as well is fantastic. Yeah. I think the view was down over the pool area, I think, was it?
The boardwalk. Yeah. And on Icon, they've private access
then,
down to
and then on Icon, we went one further, and now we have the Ultimate Family Townhouse.
Wow.
Yes.
So this is a three-floor suite.
Oh, my
it's
God.
One of them on the ship. There's a slide.
I must go on board and test it out.
there's a movie theatre.
Oh, wow.
The kids' room is an amazing little area, like a nook. It's got their own TV. They've got their own entertainment systems in there. They've got bunk beds. On the ground floor, you've got your own private area, which kind of backs onto the surfside. You've got mm-hmm. a barbecue area if you want to do any of that. You've got a little gate, doorbell, everything. So it's just imagine like a full-on townhouse on the ship.
With access
right at the back of the ship. Yeah. So you're looking at the wake. So
oh, my God.
It's epic. It's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
But we also...
place. Yeah, it is.
We also... The accommodations we've been listening. One thing in cruise I think has been a problem over the years is not accommodating for bigger families.
Mm. Yes.
The dreaded family of five.
Oh yes. Like, one child too many. Yeah, sorry.
You now need another cabin, sorry. That's on you, not us. We now have cabins for five.
Oh, that's
five.
Great.
So and they're really well designed. So again, this point in space. I walked into one. I thought, well, hang on a minute. How am I going to get my kids in here? It's just a room. And oh, I turn around the corner, and there's the nook where you can put your kids in bunk beds, separate area for you. So, you know, again, taking it one step further, listening to the feedback, thinking about the guest experience on board. So, but yeah, the suite class you have with us is fantastic, and I think it elevates the experience for a lot of people. You get a lot more additions in what you pay. So obviously you're paying into a higher class of category, but then the additions start to come
into
play.
So you're getting more included.
You're getting more included, yeah. We are obviously trying to move into that space a bit more and offer more of those to our guests.
And it's its own neighbourhood as well now, the suite class. It's a suite neighbourhood.
That's very cool.
Yes. Yeah. So it's their own suite class with restaurants and they've small pool there as well and bars. So sun deck area as well.
Lovely.
So yeah, magic. Completely separate.
So you've got intimacy and then the whole ship just at your fingertips when you
absolutely.
Need it then as
and
well.
I think that's what people love about that concept for cruising. You know, you can elevate, you can upgrade, you can go luxury and still have access to an amazing array of facilities.
That's right.
But maybe we'll move and chat about itineraries and destinations and perfect day and talk to us about like your range of destinations.
I think the count now is 270 destinations around the world and 61 countries. So we go pretty much everywhere. I think the big news for us in terms of destinations over the last couple of years is obviously we're starting to make our own destinations.
Yes.
You know, the world isn't enough. So we're gonna go one step further and innovate the world by building our own destinations. So 2019, we built Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And it really does set the tone in terms of private unique destinations.
Yes.
So these are available on our Caribbean cruises and you can get them from New York, from Bayonne, you could get them from Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Mm. They all go there. You'll spend a day at the resort. You get there probably 7 o'clock, leave at five, and you have an absolute array of things you can do. You could chill or you could thrill. Or you can do both. We have the tallest water slide in the Caribbean. We have amazing areas to go and chill on the beach, incredible beaches. You can hire a cabana. You can do water sports. You can snorkel. We have great food on the island. We recently added Hideaway Beach, which is an adult-only beach club. So this is in keep with more the thrill side of things. Imagine kind of your beach club kind of big loud vibe music party of the day. It's pretty epic. I was there in July for the launch of Utopia and it was really, really fun.
Sounds
fabulous. The morning in a cabana on the beach just relaxing and then turn up the energy by about midday and head over to
two cocktails in, maybe three.
Probably a couple more and then have a bit of lunch and then you head over to the party. So and then have a couple of hours of that and then guess what, you get back on the ship.
The island looks
amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's so colourful when you arrive. It's
very Royal Caribbean.
Yeah,
you guys
really
are transferring
that
onto the
But
onto
I was
the
there
land.
A few years ago with my colleague and we joked because I'm definitely the chill person and she's the thrill. So she went off to Thrill Water Park and she went there. I just went and looked. but it's a really cool water park there. They do wave pools. So that was all good fun. I didn't go down the slides. I was more the chill person. But we've a fantastic pool in the middle of the island called Oasis Lagoon. It's the biggest freshwater pool in the Bahamas, I believe. So it's huge, absolutely huge. And lovely areas for families down one end with, you know, like almost like you're on a beach, so easy to walk into. And then there's a bar area at the other end, which is a little livelier. Although I think Hideaway Beach is probably livelier again. But what I loved about it was I literally spent a little bit of time in the park. Then I went to the pool for a few hours and then I went to the beach. And the beach was just stunning, you know, white sands. Fabulous, loads of choice of umbrellas and beds and hammocks and even water sports as well. And quite a few of them were complimentary as well, those on the beach.
Lovely. So like this is not a little island.
No, it's like, actually a lot bigger than you think. Yeah. And there's a little train that goes around with various bus stops so you can jump on and off the train.
Fab.
But it's a really great place to spend the day with, you know, for all different generations that could spend the day.
And then you get like the time off the ship and you're not on an excursion, you're not hoofing anywhere, you're not on a bus, you're not sightseeing, you're just chilling and you're getting into the sea.
Absolutely.
Which is
it's lovely. It's really an extension of the ship, isn't it?
It very much is.
That's the way we're looking at these.
What was your recent
private
program on Channel 4, the documentary?
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was
so good.
Just absolutely brilliant. When I saw it being, you know, flagged.
Yeah, we were
I was nervous.
It.
I thought, oh my God, is this going to be a little bit of a takedown on large cruise ships and the cruise industry? And it was just such a brilliant piece of documentary. And I loved the way they kind of covered. You saw it because we were both messaging each other that night going, are you watching this?
It was very well done.
And it was all of the different family groups that were on it. And it was, and what I, for me, was great was Coco Cay.
Yeah.
Because I'd heard Mairead and I've heard other people talk about it. I haven't had a chance to get to it yet. I will. But I loved how it was covered on that program. It really just looked so engaging and amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's actually hard to put any coverage on that island in a bad way. I mean, it is epic. Mm. I mean, it genuinely will be your perfect day.
Yeah.
And I think I've been there a few times. I've got small children. And, you know, even though I'm not going to put my 5-year-old down the tallest water slide in.
Not yet.
Yeah, and then in the
Caribbean. Bold, maybe, Aaron.
The splash zone and the facilities and everything else that we did is just incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, my kids still say to me now, when are we going back to Perfect Day? It's like, well.
Isn't that just great?
That's amazing.
I mean, they just wanted to go back. And you know, they don't really even understand what I do for a living. They don't know.
Yeah, of course.
They know
I
work for Royal Caribbean, but they don't grasp the benefit of that yet.
Yeah.
But they're just saying, like, when can we go back? I want to go back to the splash pad. I want to go and eat at Captain Jack's again.
That's like what you were describing yesterday with your two and Disney.
Yes.
And they just think, can we go tomorrow?
I keep getting, because we've been recently and they want to go again tomorrow.
And that to me just...
Is that fabulous though, in a way?
That is tick box for delivering a great holiday.
I know.
That the kids just instantly think, where's my happy place?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that it translates as well into the adults, because when Mairead went to our cruise manager in July, I was in the Dublin office the day she was there, and I was at my desk and my phone was like video call, and I was like, she must be pocket dialing me because she'd been sending me through videos and stuff and whatnot. And I was like, I'll just try answer. And she was only walking into Perfect Day and she was like, oh my God, I have to show you everything.
She was so excited when she arrived.
Oh, it was, do you know what? It was just like, it's so exciting to see that excitement from people. Mm. I've not been yet, so I'm dying to go. Mm. And I think like what you were saying, Aaron, and then what Mairead was saying, it just has me sold. Like it has something for everybody. And when you're on board the cruise, doesn't the staff and your food and everything kind of transfers then onto the island?
If you're on the drinks package or the Wi-Fi, it goes onto the island as well. So it's like an extension of the ship. And there's loads of dining options there throughout the day. Like, honestly,
that's
there's
brilliant.
That much food there. Yeah.
So you don't even have to worry about that.
Nope.
It's all at hand. It's all easy.
At hand. But then equally, if you want to elevate your experience, there are options.
To do that then.
We have Cocoa Beach Club, which is a paid for experience. It's not actually that expensive. You pay for entry and then you have access to an amazing restaurant. You have access to a private infinity pool, private beds on the beach.
Yeah. Mm, fab.
So you can elevate your experience.
That's lovely.
However you want, really.
Yeah,
same with Hideaway.
Yeah.
It's pretty special.
Just giving a choice to everybody.
That's
and
it.
Yet you don't, if you want to, don't want to elevate, there's a huge choice.
Yeah.
And there's going to be more private islands.
There's
going to
be more.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
These are announced, but I'm pretty sure no one knows about them. We have Royal Beach Club in Paradise Island, which is in Nassau.
Wow.
Lovely.
So think beach club experience, very chill. We're opening that next year. Mm-hmm. So that's to come. We have the equivalent that's going to be opening in Cozumel as well, in Mexico.
Lovely, very nice.
So, you know, this is a theme. It's a winning formula. This concept of taking all the best of what Royal Caribbean has to offer on the ship and bring it to a very unique destination on land that only you can get with Royal Caribbean is kind of here to stay. It's going to be bigger and better. Really excited about talking about
that. But when you think about it, like if I'm on a ship, and it is ironic, like you're on the sea and you want to get into the sea. It isn't always accessible.
No, a lot of people want to go to the beach when they get off, particularly in the Caribbean. Yeah. They want a beach day.
Absolutely.
They want a beach day, definitely.
And that's what it does.
Yeah.
So great to hear more to follow.
That's
and
very
then
exciting.
Coming back to the destination piece. So Caribbean, obviously it's in the name and it's you have perfect day at Coco Cay. Where else are kind of core destination points for Royal?
I think for Irish customers, a lot of them would start in the Med because we've easy access to Venice, Rome and Barcelona. And we've a huge choice of ships in that region, and we have for 2025. And they love doing the Western Med to start with, but they love the Greek Isles in Italy, always really, really strong performers. So definitely the Med. And then people go a little bit further afield. But as you know, the US is not far from here at all. And Irish people will go either way.
Yeah.
We've got great airlift, as you know, massive airlift every single day to New York. We've direct services to Orlando and Miami, LA, Seattle.
Yeah, you name it.
So, but we also
19
have all the
gateways direct out of Ireland.
Amazing. But we've all the American carriers as well that will go via US gateway, which is phenomenal as well. So there's a huge choice. And of course, I sort of give Aaron a bit of a jibe about us having clearing US immigration in Ireland. But it's a huge joy.
Like, I can't tell you how important that is really from an experiential perspective because after 10 hours on a flight, you just want to get to your cruise.
Yeah.
You want to get to your holiday, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't want to be
in a queue.
In a queue.
No,
you just want to
need an Irish passport.
But you just need to, you know, for Irish people, they've got a really good benefit there flying to the States from here. But people love going to the Caribbean. So Irish guests will go to Orlando and Miami. New York is a big seller for us as well.
Yes.
And of course, the whole all Orlando experience, Aaron talked about Utopia. So they're now, Utopia is an Oasis class ship doing short itineraries, 4 and 3 night itineraries from Orlando. And Icon 2 is coming next year, Star of the Seas.
Yes.
And she's going to be doing 7 night itineraries out of Orlando.
Oh, amazing.
So we're going to have a huge option for customers going to Orlando for cruise and stay.
Great combination.
That's fabulous. It's the best combination.
And maybe for new to cruise, they can try a little sample cruise of 3 or 4 nights.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge benefit. And of course, we've New York. They all go to Coco Cay and having that perfect day. And even further afield, LA, we've got 2 ships there now going down, doing the Mexican Riviera, which is huge.
Lovely.
And then, you know, Alaska, which is on everyone's bucket list.
You
and I was
that.
Lucky
you
enough
that
to do that
year,
a few, 2 years ago. Okay. And that was amazing. Obviously, we've got Seattle direct flights with Aer Lingus.
Yeah, so convenient.
Air Canada, during the summer, they fly to Vancouver.
Yep.
And I love the experience. And the funny, I went with my 18-year-old, well, he was 17 at the time, which is a strange combination. Mother and son, but we had a fantastic experience. It was amazing. And I was quite blown away by the number of families that were on board, American and Canadian families. There were some Irish on board as well, but it was fantastic.
It's so unique, Alaska, isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful. And we loved the experience, seeing the humpback whales and the bears. And it was just
totally
incredible.
Yeah.
It is. It is really
and very
unique.
Affordable as well.
Really
affordable. And then the whole Asia market is opening up as well for us. And a lot
Which
of interest, yeah. A lot of interest in Japan at the moment as well.
Yeah. And we were just chatting about
that,
this.
Yeah.
Because, like, it is a tricky island to navigate. Well, a couple of islands in Japan. It's tricky to get around to where you want to be.
Yeah.
And being on a ship just makes it a dream.
Yeah.
It's an absolute joy. And Asia itineraries taking in a couple of different countries and taking in Vietnam.
Absolutely.
And Thailand, like it is, there's just so many options. And there's no real perceived massive price variation in terms of the destination for cruise, generally, I don't think. It's, you know, if you want to do Med, Caribbean, the actual cruise element is broadly the same kind of nightly rate, broadly speaking. So it's only adding on the air. And then it opens up the likes of Alaska or Japan or Asia.
I think with Asia as well, people find it maybe a bit more comforting to go on a cruise.
That's a great point.
More comforting to go. The security of it because it's such a different culture. But we've a great, you know, we sail out of Singapore, going to Thailand and Malaysia, and then out of Shanghai now, only in the last number of months doing Japan and South Korea. And it does Hong Kong as well for a period of time as well. Mm-hmm. So honestly, it's just such. And then, of course, you've Australia and New Zealand as well. But so definitely for Irish guests, the Med, the Caribbean, for sure. You know, for sure.
Yeah.
And we've a huge choice in the Caribbean, and it's easy to get to from here, you know. Yeah.
The Caribbean piece for me is really, I see it as a real gateway now in terms of being able to bridge this jump between being in the cruise industry and being in the holiday industry. Because I think with our best hardware's there, we're breaking the itineraries up from seven, well, I should say we're adding 3 and 4 nights to the seven nights we've got, both in Orlando and Miami now. So next year we'll have two ships, two Oasis class ships doing 3-4 runs from Orlando and Miami, going to Perfect Day. We'll also have Icon and Star doing the 7-night East and Western. So we have that, like, almost like we're doubling down in those areas to really give people the opportunity to come and use Royal Caribbean as an option into cruise. Add on to their Orlando 3-week vacation in, you know, doing all the resorts. This is the new, or Utopia is the new resort in Orlando. And I think with everything that has to offer and the value for money that you get, I went to, I'm going to say, Disney for one day before I came back here, and I was astounded at the lightness of my wallet when I left the establishment.
I know that feeling.
So I was like, I think we need to charge more. No. But really, I think it's such a good opportunity for people to go, okay, I haven't cruised before. I do go to Orlando, or I do go to Florida, and I have an opportunity to go and do this now at a very reasonable price.
Imagine your first ship being Utopia of the Seas. You'd never gone.
For some of the people that we took out, it was.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And we had a business owner come with his family, and he did Utopia first, and then he went and did 2 weeks in Orlando and did everything. And he said to me after, I said, how was your holiday? Was it great? Did you enjoy every minute of it with your family? It's a good time off. He said, it was fabulous, but all the kids wanted to do was go back on Utopia.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think I would always do it the other way around.
So it was just
cruise.
It's such a good combination.
So it's just interesting. But some of them are very spoiled. The bar is very high now.
Yeah, geez.
But your ships are amazing.
They are amazing.
And like, the great thing is, between us and between the team, like, they've been on a lot of the ships. And then I remember in Dublin a few years ago, and I think we were probably on the same ship.
Yes, we must have been. We were combining lists earlier.
One of your smaller ships in Dublin.
Yeah.
Was it Mariner? Was it Rhapsody?
I was on Rhapsody in Dublin before.
I think it might have been Brilliance, actually.
Oh,
it was a good. Yeah, it was a good few years ago
Probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I was blown away. Yeah. Like, because I think sometimes, like, yeah, we love the innovation. Mm. We love the Innovation Lab, the Dreamers, all of this. But actually, you know, the cruise lines have quite sizable fleets, and it, you know, it's not always about the brand spanking new larger ship. The older ships, the smaller ships, can be absolutely engaging, and it was lovely to experience it.
Yeah,
I think,
because you don't get to see them too often.
Well, we have a fleet of 28 on the water,
wow,
soon to be 29 next year, and we have an additional 3 on order post that. So your point about the rest of our fleet is really valid, because it's not going away.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have incredible followings of people that love certain ships.
Yeah.
And that's fabulous, because it's like a second home for them.
Yeah.
So the people who do come on and they spend a lot of time with Royal Caribbean and have done over the years, you know, we welcome that, obviously. It's in part their feedback that's given us the opportunity to build for the future. So
absolutely,
we take that seriously, obviously. But the other beautiful thing, there's 2 points on this. One, these ships that are slightly smaller, they allow us to get into different places see very unique parts of the world, different ports that you can't get into with these bigger ships. That's the first piece. But then the second piece, obviously, is we're always looking back and going, okay, we're building these amazing experiences, but we do have this fleet. What are we doing? And I think we announced this earlier this year, but Allure of the Seas, that will be in Barcelona next year. Yeah. We're spending the best part of $130 million to revamp her and say, okay, well, she needs to get back up to speed to be elite.
Yeah.
And she'll be in par with the same standard of ship that Utopia, which just came out, would be. So again, we're always trying to like look back
and we're adding the ultimate abyss, you'll be glad to know. The perfect storm, the slides. And I love his way now they're reimagining the whole pool area now with some of the older ships when they go in for when they're being revamped. And I love the lime and coconut bar. It's brought a whole
lime
new concept.
Coconut is my
favourite.
It's
like a Caribbean themed. It just brings a whole life to the pool area, which I think is really amazing.
It's my favourite place to be on a sea day when you're just, you don't have to be anywhere. You can just be at this bar, which has got, you know, steel drums, coconut kind of vibey drinks, all that kind of stuff. And then on Sail Away for me.
Sail Away,
Lime and coconut is amazing. The vibe is unreal. It's so, so good.
And favourite ships, you two? Is that a fair question?
No, it's not. Imagine if you had 28 children.
We'll make it a bit easier.
I would have a favourite. I have to be mean about it.
Okay,
I would.
That's fine. I would say my personal. You go first, Jennifer.
It's really hard. I think maybe if I was going with my husband, like we did Odyssey last year, I did the Greek Isles, and we were on Odyssey of the Sea, which is a quantum class ship. So I love those. And we did that in Alaska as well. We did a quantum class ship as well, Ovation. And I love those ships. It depends on where you are. It worked really well in Alaska because it has an outdoor pool, it has an indoor pool, and it has a solarium. So as we went up further north, we were going more indoors because it was getting a little cooler. But I know if I had my kids with me, they're not kids, they're 19 and 25, but they will want, my 17-year-old loved Ovation, but definitely they would want probably Oasis and definitely probably Icon as well. Yeah, more choice.
I would go Oasis class in the Med.
Mm. Yeah.
I think out of Barcelona, it's just perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And I love the fact that you can segregate the neighbourhoods. And I love the fact that I can sit there at Playmakers watching the football on a Saturday afternoon with a beer, and I know that my kids are climbing a wall behind me and they're not going to have an accident because it's already thought of. It's not an actual wall, it's a play wall. So I love that. But if I'm going to the Caribbean, it's going to be an Icon. Has to be.
Icon is on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we have created loads of dreams for people and loads of aspirational holiday ideas for people. You two are just so passionate about it. I just love talking to cruise line people around their business, their brands, what they do, because they're like, it's just like the passion is dripping. It's palpable.
Yeah, I think when you work in the holiday industry, you naturally have a passion for it because it's a passion point in your personal life.
Yeah.
And it's easy to translate that into your day to day job.
Yeah.
I've worked in travel for 24 years now, and everyone who works in travel has that same kind of ethos because it doesn't matter what industry you're in, but it just naturally comes through. So then you apply it to a brand like Royal Caribbean, it's just amplified.
Yeah, that's it. Well, guys, thank you both so much for all of your knowledge and advice for customers and your brilliant overview of Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
I think we've
achieved what we wanted.
We have. Right. We've touched on so many bases today.
Yeah.
You were most welcome. If you guys would like information on a lovely Royal Caribbean cruise, our cruise experts are available 7 days a week and they are the best in the business. You are in good hands with them.
100%.
You can find lots of great deals on clickandgo.com. And of course, you can follow us on our social media where we also love to chat about cruise. And you'll find us on Facebook, TikTok and Instagram. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today. We really enjoyed this
conference. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. No worries. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.